Managing Director of Taylor's Port, Adrian Bridge, takes us through another of the 20 steps to making port. Tonight, bottling.
So Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port once again on our 20 key steps, and tonight we're talking about bottling. Now, of course, bottling is not just a question of us making sure that the port is ready and is taken to our bottling lines. And remember, one of the key points about what we do is we bottle to order. So only when, you know, our customers, our wine shops or the restaurants, whatever, are looking for some more port, do we actually then bottle it and send it to the markets. But it's also about selecting all of the dry goods, because it's not only the bottle, but there's other key ingredients. Labels are obvious and so on, but a cork perhaps is one of the most important ones. And it's interesting to note that about 75% of the world's corks are actually processed here in Portugal. Although we've got very extensive cork forests in Portugal, the corks are actually made here. And that's one of the advantages of bottling, is that we can go to our cork producers, actually select those corks, make sure we've got them in perfect condition, and therefore be able to bottle and send those bottles of port on their sea journey to the UK ports, and then obviously on to you in the market.